This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Data is king, we are told, and today there are new jewels in that crown. Two of Wall Street's largest data firms have agreed to merge. This is S&P Global buying IHS Markit for $44 billion in what would be the biggest deal of this year. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Yeah, these two firms are in many ways two sides of the same coin, David. They provide information that traders use to make decisions, and data is increasingly important for high-speed trading and all the algorithms that are now involved on Wall Street. And I was struck personally by how many times in their announcement these companies used the term increasing scale. So this is about getting bigger and combining the data sets from both companies all in one place. Of course, they'll need to get regulatory approval first, and they don't expect the deal to close until the second half of next year.
Next year. And S&P Global subsidiary manages the famed S&P 500 index, which we mention, I think, every day because it helps us, in a way, get a sense of the overall health of the U.S. stock market. And lots of people own that index. What else do each of these companies do?
Well, S&P Global also does things like issue credit ratings for governments and corporations that want to sell bonds. They track companies for sustainable investing also. And IHS Markit provides data on various capital-intensive industries, such as the auto industry, agribusiness, oil and gas. It also runs a cloud-based data platform called Data Lake, aptly called Data Lake. The companies say combined, they'll be focused on more high-growth areas of the data world, and the new business will invest more than $1 billion a year in technology.
In new technology. All right. Marketplace's Nova Safo. Thank you very much.